Well, hello there. As our lockdown continues, I wanted to share a little bit about a man who was not locked down, but locked up. And that man in the New Testament was called... Have a little guess? Yes, you're right. It was Paul. After a rather eventful journey, he finally arrived in Rome, where he was placed under house arrest. But how on earth did he cope? No internet, no mobile phone, no Netflix to keep himself entertained, no Joe Wicks exercises to keep fit, no social media. Disaster, darling. Or was it a disaster? No, because Paul was a man with a mission. We are being told right at the end of Acts that for 2 whole years he welcomed all who wanted into his house, and without hindrance and with all boldness he shared the good news of Jesus Christ. Now, I do hope that our lockdown will not last for 2 years. And granted, we cannot welcome people physically into our own homes. But all the wonderful technology that we have been given now, we can use for good. With creative and new ways, we can share the good news of Jesus Christ. And have you considered to turn your normal walk into a prayer walk? Ha! A throwback to the 80s and 90s for those of us who are young enough to remember this. But isn't it great? You walk past people and houses and bless them. As you come across buildings that normally have government officials in them, maybe even still today, or if you come across playgrounds and other official things, pray for the government. And also use every opportunity to bless whatever comes to your mind. And what about prayer cycling without crashing? Or prayer running without bumping into lampposts? So my message for today and my encouragement to you is very simple this. Make this lockdown an opportunity to share this wonderfully wonderful message of salvation that we have been given.